And if you've been to our site in the last week or so, you've probably dipped into our ultimate Texas bucket list, the 39 things you should do in the Lone Star State before you die. The list has gone viral. It's the most popular post in the history of KERA News. Digital news editor Eric Austin is with me now. Hi, Eric.
Hi, Justin.
So how did this come about?
Well, Texas Independence Day was last weekend, and we figured it'd be a good time to celebrate all things Texas. So we thought, how about a bucket list? Figured it would be a fun way to highlight some classic Texas experiences. So last Friday, we posted it on keranews.org, and we called it 39 Things You Should Do in Texas Before You Die.
And Jeff Whittington gave that a pretty good bump last Friday.
He sure did. Thanks, Jeff, by the way. Jeff Whittington mentioned it on his show, Anything You Ever Wanted to Know, and traffic at keranews.org jumped quite a bit. And then people just started picking it up and sharing it on Facebook and Twitter, and other websites picked it up too.
Just how big has it been?
Pretty big for us here, Justin. So far, the list has gotten more than 140,000 page views.
Give me an idea. What's on the list?
Well, here are a few examples. You could drink in the blue bonnets and other wildflowers in springtime by driving the Blue Bonnet Trail in Hill Country, or closer to Dallas, the Blue Bonnet Trails in Ennis. You could jump into a swimming hole. Visit Scenic Drive and watch the sun go down and the lights come up over El Paso. Or you could visit the beautiful painted churches of Texas. Most of them are in Hill Country. And there's also the Texas Prison Museum in Huntsville. The museum says it offers a look into the lives of the state's least loved citizens.
So Eric, I'm curious, what's your favorite?
You know, it's kind of predictable, but it's the State Fair of Texas, which is about 200 days away from now, by the way. Predictable, but definitely a classic.
What was the reaction? How was the reaction to this?
You know, it's been pretty intense and a lot of fun to watch. Hundreds of comments have been posted on Facebook and more than 100 comments on KERANews.org. Lots of passion in these comments and lots of suggestions. Many folks thought we had some good items on the list, but some were critical. In the tone of, how dare you leave off the Alamo? And one wrote, you can tell it was written by a young, hip Dallasite who lives in Uptown and probably is not a native Texan. Now, I'm not that young, and I don't live in Uptown, for the record. But we did add some of the more popular suggestions that people had, including the Alamo, of course. And also join a stargazing party and ponder the universe at the McDonald Observatory in West Texas. Visit one of Texas's national parks, such as Big Bend. And we had Tex-Mex on the original list of 39 things, but we forgot about barbecue.
As you've said, I've noticed that it's grown, but originally, why did we call it 39 things? Why 39?
I could say that number 39 had some significant meaning in my life, but I'd be lying. I like to tell the truth. I didn't want the list to be too short. Somewhere in the 20s just didn't seem long enough for a state as big as Texas, and I didn't want it to be super long either. You know, there are probably hundreds of quintessential Texas experiences, but at some point, we have to wrap it up. You know, as the wise philosopher Regis Philbin once said, I'm only one man, and Justin, I just cannot do it all.
Eric, you can't do it all. So check out the list at keranews.org. And add your favorites. Eric, thanks for stopping by.
Thanks, Justin.
The stars at night are big and bright.
Where does that happen, Ray?
Deep in the heart of Texas. The prairie sky is wide and high.
What's that place now?
Deep in the heart of Texas. The sage in bloom is like perfume.
What's that place again, please?
Deep in the heart of Texas. Reminds me of the one I love.
Now, what place are you talking about?
Deep in the heart of Texas, yeah. Coyotes wail along the trail.
Did this happen in New York, Ray?
Mm-mm. Deep in the heart of Texas, the rabbits rush along the brush.
This has to be California.
No, no. Deep in the heart of Texas, the cowboys cry.
Can this be Brooklyn?
I'm afraid not. It's deep in the heart of Texas. The dog is born and
for me?
Deep in the heart.
What'd you say now?
I said deep in the heart.
I can't.